start that. And the recording has started. And so this is your Psychic Heart Workshop. And this is all about how to listen to your heart, how to honor it, and how to follow it. And why I wanted to really do this workshop is because this is the question I get asked over and over again, or some variation of it. I get a question about how can we listen to our heart and honor it without losing our power, or I have no idea what my heart is saying and I don't know what to do, or I think I've been listening to my heart, but it's leading me off into the ditch, to relationships I don't like, to a life that I'm not enjoying. And so basically, what do we do? How can we handle this? And so that's exactly what I'm going to answer for you today. I'm going to teach you the techniques to really tap into your heart's deepest desires and honor what your heart is telling you. And we're going to move on to the next slide. All right, so welcome. Here's what you're going to learn today. First, you're going to learn why we're all psychic and why connecting with your heart is nearly infallible. Then we'll move on to how to ask fantastic questions of your heart. This way you know how to ask a question properly so you can get the best, most actionable answer from your heart. So this is really important, because as you do this and as you work with this, you'll want to take action and move and take action on what your heart is guiding you to do. So you want to know how to get accurate guidance. And so if you know that you're getting accurate guidance and you know that you can trust it, it makes it a lot easier to take the action whenever it's time to. And then once we understand how to ask great questions, then we're actually going to get to the business of connecting with your heart, what it feels like and what it looks like. And we'll get very specific to what your yeses and your nos look like, because not everyone's is the same. Some people have different sensations or sounds or whatever that come up when their heart says yes, and also whenever they say no. And also what to do whenever you tune into your heart and you get absolutely nothing. This happens fairly commonly. It's nothing to be afraid of. I'll show you exactly, step-by-step, what to do. And finally, how to tap into your inner power and confidence in just a few minutes. If you've been following my work for a while, you'll know this, but we're going to take it to a new level, because I don't want you just feeling confident. I want you taking action from that heart-inspired place, because that's the world that I'm working really hard to help create. There are a lot of other beautiful souls out there who are working to create this same world. And so I'm very honored to do this work. So I'm going to show you exactly how to tap into that inner power and confidence in just a few minutes. And then whenever you are taking action on your heart-inspired dream, resistance will likely pop up. It's nothing personal. It's just simply how the universe is wired. And so I'm going to show you exactly what to do whenever resistance pops up and how to release it and honor it as we move forward. Okay. I'm going to close out of this. Okay. Well, now I have complete focus here. I have way too many browsers open. And next, let's ground and center all together. So go ahead and, as best you can, get really comfortable wherever you're at. If you can, if you had the same problem I did where you had multiple browsers open because maybe you were trying to get everything organized, or maybe you wanted to get caught up on email, whatever it is, go ahead and close that down. Anything that you don't need for this workshop, go ahead and shut it down. Let yourself be fully present. Let yourself be fully aware. And let's go ahead and all center together. So in order to center, just focus on your breathing in and out and allow your awareness to become present in this moment. Close your eyes if that's more comfortable for you. And simply feel inside your body, whatever you are experiencing. Allow yourself to get really present and focused. And if there's any tension from your day, go ahead and release it with each breath. Focus on the sensations of your heart. And allow your intention to be that you will learn whatever is best for you to learn today, to take your life to the next level of enjoyment, peace, and fulfillment. That whatever your heart most wants you to know will come through easily and effortlessly. And it will be an enjoyable process. And hold on to that feeling of expansion and peace. And just allow it to grow with each breath. Feel yourself expand in energy and awareness. And feel that calm, powerful center within you, right in the heart area. And whenever you're ready, relax and open your eyes, holding the intention that you'll be present and take away whatever is best. And now that we are present again, thank you, and I'll answer some of the questions that we got. If you have any questions at all, first, Shannon, you ask, do you mean technical questions? Whatever questions you have, feel free to ask them. And next, Kara, will you get a recording that you can listen to again later? Absolutely. As long as it records the way that it's supposed to, which it hasn't failed me yet, then you'll absolutely get a recording, and that includes the screenshot and everything. And the event is on, so continue in asking questions if you have them, and I'll refresh it after each slide. Okay, now that we're present, let's talk about why we're all psychic. We are all non-physical beings having a physical experience. Before we choose to incarnate, we completely get and understand that we are non-physical beings, and we choose to come into these really weird physical bodies. And when we decide to do that, we know from the spiritual sense, whenever we're still a spirit in energy form, we understand that whenever we incarnate, that we are going to live in a body that is able to receive guidance in whatever way that we desire. We understand that we're very powerful, and we understand that we can create exactly what our hearts truly desire, what our souls truly desire. And so there's no sense of fear. Plus, fear doesn't really exist on the non-physical realm the same way that it does here anyway. And so whenever we incarnate into these bodies, we know that we're very well equipped to navigate whatever it is that we choose to navigate in this life. And so that part of it is wonderful. And then we actually incarnate, and all of a sudden, poof, okay, well, now we have egos, we have computers, we have email distractions. We have a whole bunch of things going on that distract us from this knowing that we had before we incarnated, that distract us from all of the goodness that happened whenever we were on the non-physical. Now, here's the thing. Our physical bodies are completely able to pick up those signals. And just like you can notice the colors of the wall of the room that you're in, and you can read the slides that are on your computer screen, your physical body picks up non-physical energy just as easily. And it's just like a big old antenna. It picks up the signals from the universe, from your guides, from the angels, from them, from it all. And your conscious mind only picks up 35 to 60 bits of information per second. And this can be internal information or external information, but your conscious mind doesn't process that much information, and it doesn't process it very quickly. That's not really a problem. If you think about it, 35 to 60 bits of information per second is still pretty darn good, but it's not the level that we're going for whenever we start getting a little deeper. The subconscious mind picks up about 10,000 bits of information per second. Now, the subconscious mind is what deals with the dream life. This is what deals with your feelings and emotions. This is what deals with all of those beliefs, good and bad, that you were taught as a child, that you didn't have conscious input on whenever you were being raised. It also includes society norms, what society expects of us, any religion that you're brought up as, then all of that gets put in the subconscious mind. But that only processes 10,000 bits of information per second. And I say only because whenever we get into the whole body-mind system, we are talking in upwards of 1 million bits of information per second that your body-mind processes. Now, it is not important for you to know every single bit of information that is processed by your body, because some of it is completely irrelevant to your conscious waking life. For instance, your stomach is currently breaking down food into fuel, which is a beautiful and fantastic process, and I'm so grateful that our bodies do that. However, what we don't need to know on a conscious level are the exact levels of every single enzyme that is making that happen. Your body knows this information and is processing it every second of every day, but it is not up to your conscious mind to direct that or to know that for the most part, especially if it's working well. If it's working well, then it's useless information, and why would you take up any of your conscious mind for it? Your mind was created. Your body-mind system is a beautiful machine, so you don't need all of that. However, the intuitive bits of information, the pieces of information that can guide you to your highest and best life, that's the piece of information that you want up to the conscious level so you can make changes. If you're working to change a belief, then the body-mind system, the universe, knows exactly how to do that. And so if you know how to tap into that universal knowledge, if you know how to tap into your heart and your soul, then you can get all of that information and you can get it accurately, effectively, and you can enjoy your life to the next level because you have that. Now, of course, the problem here is that school and traditional education only teaches us how to use the conscious mind. That's it. And a lot of times, it doesn't even teach us how to use the conscious mind that well. It just gives us a whole bunch of facts to know, which can be very helpful. It's important to know how to read math. It's important to know how to do basic math. But whenever you're trying to make the decision of, is this career right for me, or is this person really the love of my life and should I marry him or her, that's a different question. That's just slightly different. So we're all psychic, but we've been taught to only focus on a very narrow range of what we actually know and experience from day to day. And so I'm going to stop right here real quick and ask if you have any questions. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask them, and I'll be happy to answer. So go ahead. There should be a box on the left-hand side, and go ahead and ask a question. And I'm going to give just a minute for that before we move on. And if you have no questions, go ahead and type into the box that you have no questions, and then that way I know that we're all on the same page and that we're ready to move on. Okay, I'm going to assume that we're ready to move on. And so next, why connecting to your heart is nearly infallible. Now, I say nearly because no matter who you are, no matter how well you've practiced this, you're going to have interpretation errors. And I say this from experience. Every once in a while will still interpret something from the intuitive nature wrong. It doesn't happen very often anymore. I've been practicing this professionally for 3 years now, and I've been intuitive my whole life. But it is important to know that there may be mistakes from here and there, and it's not a big deal. That just means you're human. So connecting to your heart is nearly infallible. The heart is the seat of the soul, and it's also connected to the heart chakra. So what this means is that your heart area is literally the bridge between this world and the non-physical world. This is something that I had the honor of speaking with one of my friends about the other day. And we were both talking about how with our intuitive skills, as we learned how to develop them, the more we realize how valuable the heart chakra is, from taking the spiritual, which is the top three chakras, the crown chakra, which has to do with your connection to source energy, your brow chakra, which has to do with psychic phenomenon, and your throat chakra, which has to do with communication of your truth, especially your authentic and soul truth, and your lower three chakras, which are your solar plexus chakra, which is your power center. This is where you get your confidence, your willingness to go after your goals, and then, of course, the actual action steps, whatever you need to take to make the dreams of your heart come to life. And your sacral chakra, which has to do with emotions, relationships, and passion, creativity, and focus. And finally, the root chakra, which has to do with abundance, stability, and security, and your connection to groundedness and Mother Earth. And so the bridge is the heart chakra. The heart chakra is the one that helps you connect with having an earth body and having a soul and having a purpose that where you're supposed to actually be both. You're supposed to be aware of the physical and the spiritual. You get to be aware of the physical and the spiritual. You get to use both to decide where you're going and what you're doing with your life. And this is the beautiful you that shows up to life every day. You're always non-physical, and as long as you're incarnate in human form, you're always physical. Eventually, you'll go back to being fully non-physical, but that's not today, and we're not going to worry about that. And what's really cool is your body-mind system actually shows that you can listen to your heart. Like, your heart is the place that governs your emotions more than you think. There has been a saying for centuries and millennia that the heart is more powerful than the head. And that is actually, literally, scientifically true. Your physical heart is pretty badass. It actually has about 40,000 brain cells. These are called neurites. And this setup allows your heart to be transplanted if need be. So the same reason that you can actually get a new heart is the same reason that you can trust your heart once you're connected to it. What's true here is those 40,000 cells, even though it's only 40,000, and compared to the brain, that's not that many, those control a large portion of your biochemical state. So this means that your heart controls a lot of your biochemistry, whether you're in balance or out of balance emotionally. And what emotions you experience, it helps regulate your adrenaline. It helps regulate everything. And so whenever you are connected to your physical heart, your literal physical heart, then you get a lot of information. And there are also 10,000 pathways to the brain for every one pathway that goes from the brain back to the heart. So we've all heard the saying that the heart is stronger than the head. This is true on a literal level. Your heart sends 10,000 signals to your brain for every one signal that your brain can send back to your heart. This is why it's so hard to learn how to control your own heartbeat, and why meditators spend years and years and years practicing meditation in order to get their heart rate to calm down on purpose and consciously. Really good meditators can get their heart rate to lower than 50 beats per minute consciously just through focusing on it and focusing on the breath. Now, if you do a good follow the breath meditation, no matter what, you'll be able to get your heart rate to go down just because you're allowing the body to relax. But consciously being able to tell your heart to slow down, that's what takes the practice. And so this, of course, means that your heart is 10,000 times stronger than your head, which may be why so many of us, whenever we get the intense emotions, go off of emotions, even when logic tells us that we need something different, even when sometimes our intuition tells us to do something different. Because if you're wired a certain way, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, you're wired a certain way, then you'll want to avoid the fear, and your body will immediately go to, I want to be safe, rather than I want to be connected to my soul. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But your heart is nearly infallible, and that last bit is why it's also nearly infallible. Whenever you're in a scared state, your heart's job is both physical and spiritual. It has to keep the body safe, and it has to keep the spirit connected. So if you believe on all levels of your being that you are unsafe in a situation, then your heart is still going to tell you to run for the hills. And we're going to talk about what to do with that belief later. And so next question, do you have any questions? So if you have questions, go ahead and ask them on the sidebar. Okay. Good, no questions yet so far. Go ahead and type them in if you have more questions. Okay. No questions. Fantastic. Then we'll go ahead and move on. So next we're going to talk about how to craft great questions. If you have a notebook or a pen, this is when you'll want to be using it. If you brought some questions to the event, fantastic. This is exactly what we're going to want to do and work with today. So how to craft great questions. Basically, the heart, because it can only send one piece of info to your head for every 10,000, it can send 10,000 bits of information to the head, but your head only sends one little thing back, right? So you got to get really smart about asking questions, because if you only have like 1 to 10,000 power, that's we just want to be really smart. So the heart thrives on answering yes, no questions. So you want to always focus on yes, no questions, because you will get physical sensations in your body. Remember the neurites, those little brain cells, they connect to a feeling inside the body, your actual biochemical changes. Which, by the way, is how you know the heart is basically infallible, because you get to connect with that state, and then the heart does the talking. Your head is not going to overpower your heart. You don't have to worry about that. So you want yes, no questions, and then whenever you come up with the yes, no questions, you want to feel out what you most want. So let's say you are going to decide whether to write a book or not. Basically, you choose whichever one you think you want the most. So if you are thinking, oh, I would really love to be an author, that sounds like a lot of fun to me, then I would recommend phrasing the question, would now be a good time to start writing this book? If, however, you think, you know, I feel like I could really help a lot of people, but that's just a lot of work, and I'm not sure that I would really enjoy that, then you can ask, it a slightly different way. You would ask, is this book something that the world needs, that I need to write? And you see how it's just a little bit different, but it's because where you're at. So you want to feel out where you're at and then ask a question based on that. And if you can, you want to get specific. You want to get as specific as you can. So if you know that you want to start writing the book in general, and you already know that that book is just something that's going to happen. Your heart's there, your soul's there. There's no part of you that says no at all. Then you want to get really specific. Okay, I know that I'm going to write this book. I've made the decision. So is it best to start working on this book within the next week? If, however, you're just feeling out the idea, trying to decide whether to write the book in general, then go ahead and just put that energy into it. Just your energy always is going to trump specificity, because sometimes we have questions that just don't quite have words. Like, there's something that we want in our business. Is this business a good idea? Should I explore it more? Just the energy of this business, is that something I should explore more? You can ask that type of question. Just make sure it's yes or no, and hold on to the energy of the question. And that's really it. So I want you to, right now, live homework, craft 2 to 3 questions to ask your heart. And I'm going to go ahead and sit here and be quiet. And I'm going to let you write those. And it is currently 1:31 according to my clock. So I'm going to give you until 1:35 to do this according to my clock. And then I'll check back in. Whenever you're done, go ahead and type done into the event over here. And we're going to be using these questions later on in the class. Okay, it is 1:35, and it looks like most of you are done. So if you are done, if you are not done and you need a little bit more time, go ahead and type into the question bar. That way I am not moving on before you are ready. We've got 6 out of 9 definitely done. Looks like we have enough time. Okay. And from now on, if you get a question, go ahead and type it into the question bar right away, just so that whenever it's time for me to check in, we can look at it and I can move on quickly if we're all ready. And if it's not time to move on because you have a question, this is where you're going to start having questions, because we're actually going to get into some action here. Okay, so it looks like everyone's ready. Okay. Can everyone see the slide? It's saying something weird with the slide. Okay. So, how to connect with your heart. This is a fantastic exercise, and this is what I'm going to teach you today that can change your life. So the very first thing that you want to do is get relaxed. Again, this technique does not work very well whenever you are in a physically stressed out state. This means that if you are in the middle of a panic attack or you've been in a really high stress situation, you'll want to meditate and relax before you start asking questions, because again, your heart's job has two roles. It's helping you stay alive, which we really like, on the physical plane, and it connects you to your soul. And sometimes the heart thinks that there is a threat when there's not, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later. And so you just want to allow yourself to be as relaxed as possible. And I'm going to go through these instructions verbally with you first, and then we're going to do this all together, okay? So how to connect with your heart. You want to relax, and you want to make sure you're in an open stance. And this means you don't want anything constricting at your stomach. So if there's anything pushing down on your stomach, like your hands, go ahead and take them off. If you're wearing really tight clothing, loosen them if you can. Make sure that your head is held high and your shoulders are relaxed back and down. And if you can, go ahead and put your feet on the floor. In this open stance, this is really important because your body listens. Remember, you're a non-physical being living in a physical body, and your physical body is listening to how you are holding it. It believes that however you're holding it is an indicator of how safe the environment is. So whenever you have an open stance like this, then it believes that it is safe, and it will calm you down. It will allow you to be centered and relaxed. And once you're in this open state, you want to focus on your breath for a minute or two, and you don't need to be don't put your hands on your heart right away. You just want to focus on breathing while in an open state. So your hands should be on your knees or on your hips if you prefer, or on a table or on the floor. It really doesn't matter as long as it's open and it's not over your heart yet. And then once you focus on your breath for a minute or two, then you place your hands directly over your heart. And this is where you feel the energy of your heart. You're just establishing that connection. And so we're going to do this live now. So once again, make sure you're relaxed and make sure you're in an open stance. Just go ahead and check yourself. Nothing's too constrictive. Your head's up high. Your shoulders are relaxed back and down, and your feet are on the floor. And I'm going to start a guided process. So follow the sound of my voice. Allow yourself to become aware of your breath and feel each breath as it goes in and out. Become present with the sensations in your body and feel as you become more centered and more relaxed. allow any tension to simply drain away, to dissolve into a puddle beneath your feet. Allow each breath to bring you closer to peace, joy, and happiness. And whenever you're ready, place your hands on your heart, directly over it, and feel the energy, that connection from your heart to your hands. Feel the expansion. And feel that sense of peace and well-being simply envelop you. And allow it to become stronger and stronger with each breath. And while you are in this state, go ahead and ask your first question, and you can open your eyes if you desire. If you need to, simply hold the energy of the first question and release it from your mind. And once it's released, focus on any sensations or words that you hear. And now from this state, relax and resume normal awareness. And so we're going to go over, go ahead and make a note of the sensations or whatever it is that you notice. If you heard a word, if you felt something, if you saw something, whatever it is, go ahead and just write it down. Because we're going to talk about exactly what sensations and thoughts are normal or expected. And then if you experience something a little bit different than the ones that are the most common, we're going to, together as a class, work on understanding what it means for you specifically. My goal for you today, my wish, is that you will walk away from this workshop knowing exactly what sensations mean what for you, exactly what signals your body gives you, your heart gives you for the yes and the no. Just make a note. Okay, and so for yeses, whenever your heart is giving you a yes, your yeses, typical yeses, are going to be a warmth, a feeling of movement or a feeling of energy throughout the body, especially in the heart area, an expansion in the heart area, blood flow, and this can be just about anywhere, as long as it's a good, positive, warm-type blood flow. If blood flows, that's letting you know that energy is flowing, and whenever energy is flowing, your body is saying yes. That's how the universe and your heart likes to say yes, is through more energy, and whenever your heart is saying no, there's usually less energy. Typical yeses also include excitement or a little bolt of electricity or an internal verbal yes. That happens as well. And so that is an internal yes. And internal no's. Internal no's often are cool in nature. So if you experience a coldness, especially in the heart center or your hands go a little bit cold, then that's typically a no. If you feel a contraction in the heart center where it feels like your chest is tightening, and it doesn't feel quite right, that's a no. A lack of blood flow, so it feels like blood is being starved in different areas of your body, then that tends to be a no. Fear, remember, you started off in a relaxed state. So if you get fear instead of excitement, that is letting you know this isn't quite right, especially if you're an emotional empath and fear pops up after you get really grounded, then this is letting you know that this may not be the best path for you. And if you just heard that, my cat just stormed into my office. And if you didn't, fantastic. And also a decrease in energy. If you are doing this, you tune in, you ask a question, and you feel tired instead of energized, that is usually a no. That's usually the universe saying, this isn't quite the right path for you. There's a better way for you. And so those are the ways that it generally looks. And so first, I'm going to go ahead and ask, does that make sense to you? So if that makes sense to you, go ahead and click yes into the little box. And then we're going to start working with those yeses and nos. So if it makes sense to you and you now know what your first answer was, go ahead and say yippee or fantastic in the little question box. And you'll hear me clicking in the background. That's me refreshing it because there seems to be just a little bit of a delay. Excellent. Okay, and if you have a question, make sure you put exclamations or question marks or actually type your question if you can verbalize it. That way I know that we're okay to move on and play with the other questions. I don't want to move forward whenever we're not ready. Okay, so we have one person who's not sure what their heart said. All right, this may become clear as we move along. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about what it's like for the other questions because we were supposed to have 2 to 3 questions. So we're going to move forward and we're going to see what the difference is between what you got this time, especially if you didn't understand what your heart is saying. If it's just a little bit different, make sure you have that description down. We're going to talk about it in a little bit more detail. But don't be afraid to put that description down here. If you don't want me to tell everyone what it possibly means, that's fine. Just say, please keep private. I'm not going to share it with everybody. But that is totally allowed. Okay, so yes, Jamie says that there were 2 feelings, first a release and then a tightening. And the first is the answer and the second is the resistance. That is absolutely it. That is exactly how it works. You may notice that you have multiple feelings. The very first feeling is always your intuitive hit. The second is the internal or external obstacles that are going to trip you up. So if you feel an opening and happy and excited or warm sensation first, and then you feel something different pop up second, first of all, that's very normal. Second, it's actually giving you a landscape of what's going to happen. It's showing you the internal and the external, which is beautiful because if you have a resistance that's going to come up, then furthering the dialogue will allow you to figure out exactly what to do with the resistance, which we are going to talk about in the future. So fantastic. You do not need to focus, and this is another question about the heartbeat. Are you supposed to be able to feel the heartbeat? It doesn't matter if you can feel your heartbeat. You just want to feel the energetic connection to the heart. Some people find it very easy to feel the heartbeat. Some people don't. It really doesn't matter. You just want to feel the energy of it. That's the important part. Whenever you focus on the energy, that's where the beauty is, that's where the magic is, and that's where the dialogue happens. Fantastic question. Great. And so we're going to move on to asking more questions, and feel free to keep typing in questions for me as they come up for you, but not while you're in the middle of meditating and getting answers from your heart, please. So do it in between. So you should have 2 to 3 questions. So we should be on the second question. Go ahead and relax once again. Make sure you're in the open position. Now, since you've already meditated twice since you've been on the call, you don't need to spend another full minute meditating. Simply put your hands back over your heart and relax. Don't think of your question yet. Think about just the connection. Feel the connection of the heart. Allow that energy to grow. And with each breath in and out, just allow yourself to be at peace. And now that you've had a couple breaths, go ahead and look at your second question that you would like guidance on. And welcome all the feelings that come up as you ask that question, all the sensations. And notice what happened in your physical body as you asked it. And go ahead and write down anything that you noticed. Observation is your friend here. The more you observe, the more that you practice, the more that you do this, the better you'll get at it. Okay, so did your second one, your second round, did that make sense to you? Go ahead and say yes or no. My second one made sense to me, or no, it did not make sense to me. I understand the guidance, or I'm confused. Okay, so we have had chills all over my body and it felt like my heart shrank to a pea size. This is a clear no. This means that if you tend to get chills and your heart shrinking to a pea size as your no, then you are going to look for the opposite for the yeses. So if you focus on this or any other question and you feel warmth all over and you feel expansion, that's going to be your yes. And the chills and the shrinking are going to be the no. And so that is fantastic to know. And so make sure that you write down anything that you notice about what your yeses look like and anything that you notice about what your no's look like. If you already know what it looks like, either one of them, just write it down. And write it down now because this is while it's still fresh. This is when you're not in confusion about it. This is whenever you have me on a webinar to guide you through and answer any questions. Great. So the second one was much clearer. Fantastic. And the second round was completely different. Perfect. And then with a no, someone got a pit in their stomach and yes, felt expansive. I'm not always using names here because I just don't want to out anyone, but I see your names and I really appreciate you being here. So if you feel that, just keep writing it down and especially make sure you have it in your notes. I love knowing this. And make sure that you have it written down for you because this is how you know you'll want to look at this. And while you're going through this, I want to just talk a little bit about how much yes and how much no you get because there are differing degrees of yes and there are differing degrees of no. So if you have a very strong yes, then you'll know because it's going to be exaggerated. If you get barely anything happening, but it's a little yes, then it's just a little yes. And if you get a really strong no, that's telling you that your heart and soul wants you to just put up a little brick wall in front of that idea and not do it. Other times, it's like a little, it's going to end up terribly, but it's not on the top 10 list of things that you're going to love doing, right? And so it's totally okay no matter what. However, you just want to pay attention to the degree. So the no felt like something outside of itself, and it was good. That's fantastic. Whenever you notice something, some people have what's called an awareness of presence in their physical surroundings. This is a gift I do not have. But if there's something energetically going on in your physical surroundings, like if there's a person behind you, you can sense the person even if you don't look. I don't have this gift. It's a beautiful gift, and I have friends and other professionals who have this, and it's wonderful. And if you have this gift, then you can feel where the energy is in your energetic field, in your aura around you, which is fantastic because, you know, heart-centeredness comes from the inside. It comes from the soul connection, whereas something that's not a good fit doesn't really belong inside your energy system, and it may feel outside of yourself or displaced. And someone asked, I have been intuitive, they've been a flower essences practitioner, and she asks, I've trained my yeses and no's differently, my body sways forward or backward. you can absolutely go with that. If that works really well for you, you can use it as much as you like. If you want to play with this, you can, absolutely. And a lot of the other information that we're about to cover will work really well for you as well, even working with what you have already taught yourself to do. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Good question, too. Yes, so there's more than one person who is able to feel whether there's someone or some energy within their physical energy field, which is fantastic. That's great. That's great. Okay, fantastic. Are we ready for the third question then? Are we ready to see what happens this round? Go ahead and type yes. Okay, all right, so we're going to try the third question. We're going to go ahead and move on here. So go ahead and relax. Make sure you're in the open stance once again. Complete any notes that you feel you need to take. And go ahead and just take a breath in and out. And put your hands over your heart once again. And from the state where your hands are over your heart, feel the energy. Just feel that connection. And if you have a third question, go ahead and ask it now. Allow it to come to mind and hold on to the energy of this question. Just feel it. Hold it. And now release it. And notice whatever feelings, thoughts, or sensations are present in your physical body. And go ahead and make note of whatever you observed happening, the thoughts, feelings, and sensations. And were you able to easily translate that third question? And what happened for you? Go ahead and type in that question box. And there's a little bit of a delay on my end. It seems to be about a minute delay, but we're going with it. We're working with it today. Okay, so we got a little more energy and a spark that's usually a yes. If it's just a little more energy, then it could be a mild yes. Whenever you feel a little bit of movement, but it's not a lot, remember this is about degree. And so that means that it's a small yes, and the spark is usually a good sign. Remember, the heart controls the emotions as well. So just tune in and feel whether you are really enjoying that smirk, like whether the smirk feels like it's an emotion you want to have. If the answer is yes, then the answer is absolutely yes. If it's one of those smirks that kind of feels a little bit off in some way, then this is kind of a maybe. This means that there's probably a better question for you to ask, or you're getting close, but you're not quite there, or you're almost to the right idea. It gives you really good movement, a really good idea of where to go next. And by the way, you can kind of play with this. I highly recommend you play with this with your heart and your intuition to gain clarity, because we're just doing yes, no questions here. And so sometimes you'll want to ask multiple yes-no questions in order to gain the clarity that you need to take action. And that's okay. You're not going to always ask the perfect question. I know I certainly don't. I rarely ask the right question the first or the second time. And I've been doing this professionally for 3 years, and I've been doing it not so professionally for longer than that. And someone else's heart and hands felt warm. That is a yes. That's wonderful. The head was tingling, but there was a bit of pressure. So if there's a tingling, usually tingling is yes, but you want to also be aware of where the pressure is. If the pressure is between the eyebrows, that is usually a psychic headache or a psychic pressure, I should say, especially if you're tuning into information consciously or trying to, that means information wants to come into you. Something about your question has triggered the universe and the guides and is trying to download it into your brow chakra, which has to do with psychic phenomena. That's how you connect with the guides. That's how you talk to the guides and the universe. So that's letting you know that that is where you want to explore next. And if your heart and hands are warmer, but it takes a few seconds to notice, simply do a check-in, whether it was just the awareness that was off, like you just didn't notice very quickly, or whether it just took a while to warm up, because that's going to let you know about the yes. It's a yes, but it's a slow yes. This means if you're thinking about a specific action or a decision, then there's some type of time lapse, because it's all parallel. If there's something that has to do with time happening, then that's what's going to parallel in the physical world, which is fantastic to know. So it's really good to notice all of those details, because they are important. And then a softening, releasing, and expansion in my heart, that's fantastic. That's usually a yes. It feels very much like a yes. So this is beautiful. And I felt like I was standing taller. That's definitely a solid yes. Yep. Beautiful. A conflicting answer. I love this. Okay. You got a really good feeling about the class. Okay, so go ahead, and what we'll want to do is, for the person who was asking about the class that you're going to be teaching, go ahead and ask the opposite. Go ahead and ask what it would be like to go ahead and move forward with the class. Go ahead and tune into your heart using that and see what happens. If you get a cold sensation, if you feel, that will help you gain clarity. Sometimes we ask a question and then we don't realize that we need to change it, or we don't quite understand the answer we get. You know, our body's giving us really good answers. Our heart's giving us great answers. Our soul is on board with it. But here we are all in human form, and we can only process 35 to 65 bits of information per second. So allow yourself to not always know what the answer means. Give yourself that permission. You're working on a whole new way of dialoguing with yourself and with the universe. So go ahead and ask the same question in a different way and notice what's different about your energy, and that will guide you to your right answer. Okay, great. So here's the question. Do you want a little bit more time to play with this live with me here and ask a few more questions, or do we want to move on? So I'm going to give you a little bit of time, you know, just a minute or so to think about that, and go ahead and type it in, because we do have some really cool exercises with resistance coming up. But if we want to spend another few minutes on this, we can. Okay, great question. It's a yes or no, negative and positive. What if you'll be upset with the answer being yes and be happy if the answer is no? I just say yes or no the way that if you will be upset if the answer is no, or happy if the answer is no, then your energy will expand or if it's no really is the best answer. For instance, if you are asking about whether you should move to Portland, and you really don't want to move to Portland, like you just think it'd be a huge thing, and you ask about moving to Portland, if you feel the expansion or whatever your yes is, then that lets you know that the physical sensation is going to let you know. So you can switch it back and forth. If you have a question that you think you're going to be happy if the answer is no, then go ahead and just ask it both on the positive and the negative to see what happens and make sure it's consistent. And that will take the question out, and then you don't have to worry about the negative or the positive because you've asked it twice. You've run it through your filters, and then you don't have to worry about it. And it really doesn't matter because you're working with sensation here, because you focus on the sensation first, and then you translate it into what it means on the conscious level. But that's why this is such a powerful technique, is because it bypasses the conscious mind and goes straight to literally the heart of the matter. Okay, so we have about half and half. We have 1%, we have about half of people are ready to move on, half are ready for one more question. So if we have time at the end, we'll do one more, but we're going to go ahead and move on for now. And, okay, so next, what to do if you get nothing? So if you ask a question and you get absolutely nothing, you do everything you're supposed to do, you're relaxed, you stated your question as specifically as possible and honored the energy of it, you made sure you were in the open posture, you focused on your breathing for a minute, you put your hands on your heart, it was all fantastic, and then at the end of the round, you get nothing. You're sitting there, you're like, I asked a question, and there's literally nothing happening with my physical body. This is odd. What that actually means, first of all, don't panic. This happens to everyone. It means one of two things. Some people get nothing whenever it's a clear no. So far, it doesn't look like any of you are in that category, but just know if you haven't gotten a clear and definite no yet, that is a very normal thing to have happen. Next, that means if you have clear yeses and nos from the universe, that nothing means it really doesn't matter. For instance, if you're trying to decide what to eat for lunch and you're trying to decide between a salad and a different type of salad, let's say you're just trying to decide between two types of salad, which one is going to be better for the body, and your body is in a really good state and each one would provide the nutrition that it needs, it's not going to care. Like, the heart doesn't have one that it prefers. And I'm using this really obvious example because sometimes we do the same thing with something that feels really important in the moment. For instance, let's say you're thinking about starting a business. However, the two businesses that you're thinking of starting, each one has a certain energy to it that is really beneficial for your soul path. Or both of them are things that would just kind of be hobbies and it'd be fulfilling in some ways, but it's really not something that your heart is into 100%. It'd be okay. Like, it's not a yes and it's not really a no because it would help, then you might get nothing. And that's okay. You have to decide for yourself whether that means something for you, like you get to make that decision. Sometimes both options are equal, or sometimes it just doesn't matter, and that's okay. It's okay for that decision not to matter to your huge soul journey. Sometimes it's nice to have a decision that doesn't matter. For instance, if I am relaxing, it probably doesn't matter which way I choose to play with art. That's one of the things I do to relax. But if I thought that it might matter that day, I might ask. And if I get nothing, then it's just whichever one feels the most inspiring in the moment, right? Does that make sense to you? Go ahead and answer in the Q&A. Does that move on? Okay. I'm going to assume that we're ready to move on, and if not, go ahead and type your question and I'll get back to it after. How to tap into your power. Now, this is one of the PDFs that you'll be getting as a bonus if you don't have it already. If you have been following my work for a while, you may already have this. And this is your key to really unlocking the power in your physical body. One of the beautiful things about being asensitive and being connected to your sensitivity, whatever that looks like to you, being an intuitive, is that your body is really reactive. Your physiology is really reactive. So there are certain poses that really allow you to connect with your power and take your action to the next level. Basically, you are talking to your body and saying that you are safe, whole and complete exactly as you are, and no physical body, there is not a tiger about to attack, I promise, right? And there are five power poses that teach this very well. And so we're all going to do this together. So if you can do this comfortably, we're going to just physically go through these. I'm going to describe them to you, and you're going to do them. My computer would not let me put pictures in. It literally crashed every time I tried to put a picture into PowerPoint. So I'm going to describe them to you, and then you will get a PDF that is going to, you know, show pictures if you've never heard of this before. And so there are five poses that really let you connect to your power. The first one is the Superwoman or Superman pose, and this one is done standing up. So if you're sitting down and you can easily stand up, go ahead and stand up. I just stood up, and so you can stand up too. And if you need to, stretch just a little and put your hands on your hips. Make sure your shoulders are relaxed back and down. And your head is held high. This is the Superwoman pose or the Superman pose. And make sure you focus on allowing that heart chakra energy to expand. Allow your chest to be forward. You want to literally lead with your heart. So you want to be pulling those shoulder blades together so that your heart center is being pushed forward. That allows the energy of that chakra to just expand and increase. And the next one is the Victorious pose. And we're going to do this together, too. This is pretty much the same as the Superman, Superwoman pose, Wonder Woman pose. Why did I put Superwoman? You know, I've been saying it wrong for, like, this entire slide now. So, sorry about that. It is the Wonder Woman or Superman pose. That was me not having enough coffee. That's what I'm going to blame it on. So, the Victorious pose is the one with your hands straight up in the air. You know the picture of the athletes as soon as they win. They have their head held high, their fists are up, and they are so happy with the universe and with themselves, and there's this sense of pride. And their hands are over their head, and they're celebrating. This is the Victorious pose. So go ahead and allow yourself to be in this pose and feel the energy expand with it. You don't have to hold this for long. I know that maybe you're a little out of shape like me and your arms might get tired after a minute or so. But just allow yourself to feel the energy of this pose, what it feels like. And then the Executive pose. This is one with your fingers together. You know all of the movies where an executive is sitting at his or her desk and they have their fingers laced behind their head and their feet outstretched in front of them and they're leaning back. Remember, they're taking up a lot of space. This is why these work. These work because you take up space and your physical body is reminded that it is safe, so it stops creating so many stress hormones, which means that you get to a calm state more quickly. So in this scenario, if you had anything on your list that your heart told you and you're feeling like, oh, well, maybe I should take action, but I'm a little bit scared because of resistance, right? That's part of life. Then this is the technique you want to do. So this is how you tap into your inner power, is you use these. And then the relaxed executive is this exact same pose, only instead of having your hands behind your head, you have them off to the side. This is also the teenage boy at the movies pose because the hands are acting like they're around two pretty girls, right? And so you have your arms out, and you're expanding, and your body is taking up space, and your body now believes that it is relaxed, calm, and in control. And the final one is the negotiator pose. This has to be done with a table, and your hands go on the table in front of you. Your shoulders are relaxed back and down, and you are leaning into the table with your feet just kind of on the floor, leaning into it. And then you want to make sure that your shoulders are relaxed back and down. Now, depending on the person, this is the one that either you love it or you hate it, because some people, whenever they get into this energy, they feel almost like they're in attack state. If this is you, don't use it. A lot of other people finally feel like they're really tapping into their power and taking control back of their life. So whichever one feels the best is a fantastic pose. There's no wrong way to do this. Okay, I'm going to check the Q's and A's. If you have any questions, make sure you ask. All right, and we're good for now. I'm going to move forward because I want to make sure we hit resistance, because resistance is so fantastic. Right, you talked about, okay, so the poses work. I've talked about this. This is because your physical body needs to be reminded that it's safe. That's really it. Okay, so resistance. Resistance exists as part of the physical universe. If you hear someone talk about how resistance never existed for them, either they incarnated perfectly in tune with the non-physical, or they are lying to you, and I am telling you the second one is much, 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 much more likely. We incarnated to have a physical experience. So you're going to have a physical experience oftentimes through resistance. So you can choose your power. So you can choose what it is that you truly want. Now, this isn't setting you up to be at war with yourself or the universe at all. This is truly about choice, because resistance is letting you know that there's a belief that isn't helpful, that there is some part of you, the ego, is trying to keep you safe, and that basically, assuming that your heart says yes, that you're on the right path. Because one of my favorite authors, Stephen Pressfield, talks about how resistance is his true north. Whenever he knows that the next step is the best one for his spiritual and professional development, he will know, because it scares him to death. And this is often true for us. Sometimes we have a dream in the heart that's so big that it will just put a huge block of resistance in our lap, right? Which is totally normal. It means you're human. Congratulations. Resistance is nothing to be feared. So whenever you see resistance coming up, I'd like you to kind of think of it like a friend. Be nice to it and let it be nice to you, because it's just letting you know. It's giving you information. It's no different than any other piece of information. It could be from the ego. It can be from an inner child. It could be from an old belief that you haven't let go of. Don't worry about it. That's just resistance. So welcome it. That's the first step. That's the trick that no one talks about. Is welcome it. It's okay to welcome resistance. You are a non-physical being living inside a physical body. That's a really cool experience. So welcome the resistance. That's part of the physical human experience. This is part of the experience that you came here to have. Just let it come in, notice it, and sit with it. And then I recommend striking a pose. So find your favorite from the five that you played with, and then just choose one that's your go-to. And this is the pose that you will go to every time you want to work with resistance or dialogue with it. And first, whenever you're working with resistance, you want to first relax. Just like whenever you're connecting with your heart, you relax first, then you think about what you want to talk about with your heart. This is the same thing. Relax your body first. And then once you're relaxed from a pose, then you engage in a dialogue with resistance from a place of power. Now, your dialogue with resistance can be with words. It can be with feeling or energy. It can be with images. It can be whatever it is that you desire or whatever comes most natural and automatic to you. You don't have to turn this into something super complicated. You don't have to expect it to look a certain way. Whenever I work with resistance, I almost always am working with it on the energy level. I rarely have words. I rarely have visuals. And that's okay, because that works for me. And so that's perfectly okay if that's what works for you as well. And if something else works better for you, that's okay as well. So you want to welcome it. You strike a pose, and then you welcome it more once you're relaxed, and you engage it from a place of power, and you use your heart. So if you go through, you can dissolve a lot of resistance by using these poses on a regular basis and by connecting with them. So we're going to choose one place of resistance, and we're going to do this live. So choose a place of resistance in your life. And we'll go ahead and focus on it, okay? So focus, find an area of resistance, something that you've been resisting in your life that you know is the right direction for you. Something where you know your heart has something that you know you need to do, regardless, right, where you have resistance. And as soon as you have that, go ahead and just put a little ready in the question box, and we'll go through that. Okay, everyone's ready. Great. So go ahead and choose whatever pose feels best to you. I'm going to start guiding you through the process now. So allow the sound of my voice to be relaxing and follow the words as you focus on your breath in and out. Allow your body to relax in this pose, whichever one feels best to you. And with each breath in and out, feel as you become calmer and stronger. Imagine that with each breath in, you breathe in healing, transforming, golden energy. And with each breath out, you release what no longer serves you. Any old energy that's ready to be released to the universe. And allow this healing breath to go wherever it is most wanted in your physical and energetic body. Allow this heart connection to your power to grow. And ask whatever resistance that is ready to be released to show up and think about whatever activity or person or object triggers resistance for you. And feel into your body. And wherever you experience that resistance, simply breathe into that area. Allow each breath to transform that resistance stress energy back into pure creation energy. And whatever feels best to you, either allow that creation energy to flow through your physical body or release it to the universe to be recycled and renewed, to be used for the highest good of all. And once again, focus on any place in your life where you feel resistance. And simply welcome the thoughts, feelings, and sensations that come with that resistance. Focus on your breath and anywhere that tension or resistance lives in your physical body. Go ahead and breathe into it and through it. And set it free to its highest good, whether that's inside your physical body or out into the universe as a whole. And focus completely on your breath. And now focus on your feet, feeling yourself being grounded and alert. And whenever you're ready, resume normal awareness. And that's the process for basically transforming any resistance that you feel. It's a very simple process. It's also very powerful. This is something that you can do just about any time. I have on more than one occasion used this in the bathroom of an airport, no lie, because I was feeling stressed. I went through all the security and airports just had a lot of frantic energy. I was feeling frantic. Everyone else in the entire airport felt like they were feeling frantic. And so I just went and transformed all of that negative and stress and resistance energy to being around people who were feeling stress into love, light, and happiness through this exact process. And then I went back and got on my flight and everything was fine. So this is the type of thing it can work with. It can work with anything. It can do, if there's some action that you've just been resisting, you can use this to help transform it. And if you have any questions, go ahead and type them in the questions. And so for Monica, you were still a little bit unclear about the yeses and nos being positive or negative. It just depends on the question. If you don't want the answer to be yes, then sometimes it's easy to ignore the information that's coming through. However, whenever it's not about yes, positive or negative, because you can ask the same question in different ways and get a yes or a no. So if you're asking whether you should travel to Dallas, for instance, you can say, would it be best to travel to Dallas next weekend? Let's assume that's when you're planning on taking the trip. And if you get an expansion or a feeling that's a yes, then that means that's a yes. But you can also ask the question, should I stay home next weekend? And you might get a contraction that means no. Or you can say, you can word it in any way that you want. Should I take the flight a different time or whatever? And it will show you. So it's not necessarily about positive or negative. It's about the yeses and the nos. So just play with the question. If you're unclear about the answers you're getting or if you think you might be making them up, then change it, the wording of that question multiple times and ask that same question slightly different ways. You don't want to get too obsessive about this because you'll just confuse yourself. And I say that from personal experience. But doing it two or three times to gain clarity is perfect. Doing it 50 to gain clarity is confusing. So 2 to 3 times asking the same question in slightly different ways, good. You'll get more clarity that way. So it's not always about positive or negative. It's just about what is or isn't working for you and what's true for you or not true. Okay. So then on to the next slides. I'm assuming there are no questions because I'm not seeing any questions. We are almost at the end here. So we have time for a little bit more Q&A or for one more question, for the heart. So if you have a preference, a couple people wanted to ask questions of the heart, but if you have a question for me, we've got about 3-4 minutes left before I need to sign off, before it ends. Okay, so I'm not getting any questions. So we're going to go ahead, and anyone who is interested in asking their heart another question, I recommend that everyone do this because you might as well. Go ahead and relax in an open stance. And as you relax in an open stance, then just go ahead and let your energy expand. And focus on your breath for just one or two breaths. And then focus on your heart. Put your hands over your heart once again and feel that connection. And as you feel that connection, think about the question that you have. Feel the energy and then release it. And notice whatever sensations, thoughts, or feelings you had, and go ahead and write them down. And as you're making those observations and writing them down, I'm going to answer some questions. So just go ahead and continue observing if that's where you're at. First question, how do you know when your conscious mind is overriding your heart? This is going to happen one in 10,000 times. So if you just view it as one in 10,000, keep that in mind. Your conscious mind is pretty much never going to override your heart. If you are in an anxious state, this is not a good time to listen to your heart. If you are extremely distracted and unable to relax for whatever reason, maybe there's just a lot of stuff going on or you're really tired, that's not a good time to use this technique. It is a good time to use this technique if you're calm and you feel mostly centered, or you're willing to go through the process of getting centered in order to listen to your heart. Now, your conscious mind will often try to talk you out of listening to your heart. So that's when you know it's overriding, because you got a beautiful answer that was in sensation or something other than what the conscious mind generally provides. And then you're sitting there double and triple and quadruple thinking it. That is when your conscious mind is trying to override your heart. But it's not going to happen if you're in the calm place, you stated the words, spent the time to actually send the energy to your hands, to your heart. That's when your heart's at its strongest. That's when you can hear it the best. So it's a great question, fantastic question, but it's not going to happen that often, if at all. And the next question is, my ears were burning randomly when we were doing this session. What that tends to mean is that your brow chakra is basically guides, or the universe are trying to speak with you. So if you know how to consciously connect with your guides, then now would be an excellent time to practice that. If you do not know how to consciously connect with your spirit guides, my Unleash Your Psychic Genius course does teach you how to do that, and you can go to my website to get that. And so that means that there is communication that wants to come through, usually from the non-physical realm, and there's some type of guidance on whatever you are thinking or feeling about in that moment. If you start becoming aware of when your ears burn, then you'll likely notice what it pertains to. So if you are thinking, it's not random, it feels random, because when we're in the physical body, we're not directly consciously trying to control what our ears are doing, right? But it's actually not random. It's in response to the feeling of the universe. Next question, my heartbeat seemed stronger, felt them bouncing through the chest more clearly. Good, that means that you're connecting deeply. Chances are it was already that strong before. It's just the awareness wasn't there. So that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And do we have any final questions? If you have final questions, go ahead and put them down. If you are happy and feel complete, then go ahead and say, I'm good, or this was fun. Thumbs up. Something positive. Does the same thing as burning ears go for the head tingling? Yes and no. It just depends on the person. Sometimes with your ears burning, it's talking about guides. The head tingling, it depends on the person. Sometimes the head tingling, if it's right at the crown chakra, right at the top of the head, it means that there's energy that needs to go out to the universe. So basically it means your crown chakra could be a little bit clogged. So if you're getting it at the top of the head, it could mean that the crown chakra is just a little clogged. Depending on how the tingles feel, it feels like pressure that's trying to get into the crown. That means that the universe is trying to help you open that chakra. If, however, feels like energy is trying to come out, then it's a similar thing. You have a block, but you, the spirit living in a body is the one that's trying to get the energy out or flowing or trying to make the connection. So it just depends. If you're getting it in the forehead area, then it's brow chakra related. And once again, you want to feel whether it is pressing in or out, because if there's a pressing in sensation, if there's pressure, that's letting you know that the guides in the universe are trying to bring information to you. If it is the opposite direction, where it's trying to push out, that means that your chakra is trying to release a little bit of excess energy. And if you can learn how to release it by simply imagining drawing it out, I have a video called How to Deal with Being a Physical Empath, and that actually shows exactly how to draw energy out of the chakras in an easy way as a physical empath. I recommend looking that up, and it will show you exactly how to do that if you have too much energy in one of your chakras. Okay, so we've got very fun. Thank you. Woohoo! Fantastic. And looks like we've got overall positive experience. This is great. Feel free, if you have questions afterwards, go ahead and shoot them to me at my email, ea@spiritualmechanics.com. And I'm so grateful that you were able to attend. Thank you for coming. It was a lot of fun for me as well. And you'll be getting a link with a copy of all the slides and some other bonus PDFs just for you, and a copy of the recording if you're interested at the end. So go ahead and look for that in a few hours. Thank you so much for coming, and have a lovely rest of your weekend. Thank you so much for spending a part of your Saturday with me. This is a true honor. So thank you, and have a lovely day.